and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
Millions of households with prepay meters could see their energy bills cut. It's one of the proposals after a two-year investigation by the competition watchdog. It says the big six suppliers should share customers' details so they don't take them for granted. Chairman Roger Whitcomb says he wants prices brought down for most of us.
Our aim is to make this market work well for customers, and what we want to get rid of is this huge price disparity between the default tariff and the competitive tariffs which are out there.
Doug Stewart's the chief exec of Green Energy UK and thinks the market isn't working well at the moment.
We're trying to get a one-size-fits-all remedy, and life isn't like that. Really, what we need to do is have a policy where the help and the cheap pricing gets through to the people who really need it and leave the market to work for the rest of us.
KMFM News.
A man arrested following a rooftop protest in Margate has been charged with 14 alleged offences. The 30-year-old was detained after spending almost 24 hours on the top of a building in North Down Road earlier this week. He's due in court via video link later, accused of a range of offences, including making threats to kill. A Broadstairs man who left two women with horrific injuries after separate attacks in Thanet has been jailed. Nicola's got the details for KMFM.
Well, a court's heard how one of Perry Morris's victims was dragged by her hair and repeatedly punched during an hour-long attack at a flat in Westbrook last July. She was also throttled until she fell unconscious before eventually managing to escape. He attacked another woman in front of a young child in Margate the previous March, leaving her with bruises and cuts inside her mouth. The 22-year-old from Prince Andrew Road has been sentenced to 8 years in jail and another three on licence.
KMFM News.
NHS England has warned the second day of the 48-hour strike by junior doctors is likely to cause a backlog in hospitals. It's the third walkout, with two more strikes planned next month. Only emergency care is being provided until 8 tomorrow morning. Downing Street says it's important authorities now investigate a list of 22,000 members of Islamic State handed over by a defector. Number 10 says it welcomes any information that helps in the fight against the group. The Home Secretary Theresa May said the information highlights the need for nations to work together.
That's why today I'm going to be working to press within the European Union alongside my French colleagues for more data sharing, but also other practical measures, as I say, for example, in dealing with restricting firearms as they move across Europe.
Police say a 16-year-old girl reported missing from Folkestone has now been found safe and well. Jordan Goodwin disappeared from her home on Bridge Street at around 9:30 yesterday evening. An executive producer at a major American theme park is welcoming plans for a huge entertainment resort in North Kent. The £3.2 billion London Paramount on the Swanscombe Peninsula is due to open in summer 2021 if plans are approved. Mike West from Universal Studios says what's inside the site could have people coming back time and time again.
It just depends on a great story and a great attraction that you tell, and I think that's what will draw any guest to a park, is when you create an experience that's memorable for them, that's great for the family, and they want to go home and tell everybody about it and then come back and see another one.
A technical school in Kent has announced plans to expand less than 2 years after opening. The Lee UTC in Dartford currently takes students in years 10 and 12, but is looking to welcome those from year 7 up. If plans are approved, they'll build a brand new facility on land opposite the current campus to take in 120 students each year from 2017. And Katie Price has criticised online trolls who've posted cruel messages about her disabled son Harvey. She's asked her Twitter followers to help identify the people behind it.
KMFM Sport with Home Plus Furniture. Quality, value and choice in Ashford, Maidstone and Medway. HomePlusFurniture.com.
Football and Chelsea's run in the Champions League is over. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Josh.
Well, for the second season running, they've been knocked out of the competition by French side Paris Saint-Germain. They lost 2-1 at Stamford Bridge last night and 4-2 on aggregate. Elsewhere, Benfica beat Zenit to make the quarterfinals. Meanwhile, Liverpool take on Manchester United later in their Europa League last 16 first leg. Jurgen Klopp's side hosts their rivals at Anfield. He says he's relishing the prospect of a local derby on the European stage.
I don't believe in enemies in football, to be honest, but I believe in real opponents. And I like this. It's no problem. I have absolutely no problem with Louis van Gaal, but the last thing I want that he win in a game like this.
And in rugby, Manu Tuilagi has been named among the substitutes for England's Six Nations match against Wales on Saturday. He's not played for his country in almost 2 years after a series of injuries and disciplinary issues. Otherwise, coach Eddie Jones has named an unchanged starting 15 for the Twickenham clash.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.
Would that it was the same.
Would that it was.